So let's end today's show on a, I don't know, lighter, festive note. People have enjoyed drinking beer in the great outdoors for a very, very long time. In fact, the roots of what is known as a beer garden date back to old school Germany. These days, beer gardens can be found in countries all over the world, including the U.S. and right here in Michigan. Recently, stateside's Ellen Cortezoa went to a corner lot in a residential area in Detroit. It's probably not where you'd expect to find hundreds of people on a Sunday afternoon, but that is what happens when you combine beer, food, and people on a bright, sunny afternoon at Tajmu Beer Garden.
Knappa's next.
I don't know what's good.
Oh, everything's good. The Jolly Pumpkin. Jolly Pumpkin is good.
Jolly Pumpkin. We'll do some Jolly Pumpkin. Okay. Then. It's a Jolly Pumpkin kind of day.
Dave Draper. I'm just a volunteer here at Tajmu today. So we've got maybe 300 people. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. We've got kids out here with families, moms and dads, and people, a lot of bikers. A ton of bikers came through, and people just having a lot of fun.
My name is Suzanne Veer. I am the co-founder of Tajmu Beer Garden and the owner of Simply Suzanne Granola. Both companies are based in Detroit.
I'm Aaron Wagner. I am co-founders of Tajmu Beer Garden. Well, we have a completely packed beer garden. Pretty much every table is filled. They're playing every cornhole game. There's a small line for beer, but it's not bad.
So you want $6, you get 3 tickets.
We have, let's see, 6 beers pouring right now. All of them are Michigan beers. We have food vendors down here as well. Porktown sausage, People's pierogi, corridor sausage, Treat Dreams ice cream. So, you know, it's really a nice flow.
Well, we actually were up north, and we were drinking a beer in the spring this time, well, last year. And we were talking about how amazing it would be to have something like that in Detroit. And we were living in West Village, and it's very much of a community neighborhood. Really amazing housing stock, historic homes, and we made the decision to have the beer garden here. He always wanted to start a bar, and I had done a lot of travel in Eastern Europe, and beer gardens were one of my favorite places to kind of go and really learn about the community. So we created Tajmu.
I mean, we were anticipating 200 to 300 people would come through in the first day, and we ended up with like almost 1,200. So, yeah, it was a lot more than we expected.
Tajmu means meeting place, actually in the Native American language, but we actually didn't know that.
It matters because this community, like a lot of Detroit, needs people to get together and be looking out for each other and be rebuilding the homes, raising the profile, and making it safer and a better place to be.
Hi, good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you.
And just before winter really kicks in, Tajmu will have one last event. It's this Sunday, and you can get all the details by going to our website at michiganradio.org.